There are few more polarizing issues in this country than abortion. I suppose racism could be one. But right now, especially after some of the new moves, laws, legislation that has been enacted, passed by mostly liberal governments, abortion has once again come to the forefront for many. I don't normally like to talk about it because this is one of those issues where I don't want to say I'm on the fence because I'm really not. I'm certainly more pro-life than pro-choice. If we're talking about human lives, you don't take them for any reason, especially when they're innocent and helpless. And you know, there's no excuse for killing certainly a newborn child or as far as I'm concerned, a child in the third trimester. The farther back you go, the hazier things get. For some, it remains clear cut that the moment of conception is the moment when life begins, and any infringement on that life from there on out is wrong. And I respect that stance. My mother has that stance. Many people I know have that stance, and I completely understand it. I tend to take a more esoteric or philosophical approach. I have so many questions in terms of life and death, and where does life actually begin? Does it begin with conscious thought? Does it begin with a sense of self-awareness? For animals that don't have the gift of rational thought, we're the only animals that do. For animals that don't, how can we say that they can be killed so easily just because they don't have rational thought? We don't say that. We don't go and kill dogs because they don't have rational thought. They have brains, but they don't, they don't cogitate the way humans do. So when a animal is pregnant, and then how much difference is there between the time it's born and 2 years later, other than simple, physical growth? And obviously the brain grows as well, but it's different with humans. Humans don't remember, obviously, the moment they're born. Some can remember right back to the time they're only a few months old, though. In fact, my first memory is from when I was 10 months old. But again, there's so much here that we don't know. And when it comes to the questions, those giant questions of time, life, and death, I have so many. And because of that, I don't like to make any hard and fast, sweeping judgments. That being said, what is happening now with infanticide suddenly becoming reality in terms of, how the law is created and enacted and now enforced? And obviously, so many parts of this are wrong, obviously. But this really feeds back. Why this is happening is always what I'm interested in. Why is this happening? What is the cause of this? Why is something happening? If we can pinpoint that, we might be able to fix something. Rather than just, everyone can get outraged about this, and they have every right to. But it doesn't get us anywhere if we simply stand on opposite sides of the spectrum and yell at each other. I want to know what is causing the other side to start taking these strides. Why are they getting more and more extreme on abortion? Why are they allowing more and more and more in terms of just sheer baby deaths? I mean, why are they allowing this? And I usually look at the other side's argument, and the first arguments that come to the forefront when it comes to abortion are women's rights and women's health. I have a big problem with both. First of all, women's health, it's generally not an issue. If you ask many gynecologists and many doctors in the field, they will tell you that there's really no reason, never a reason, for an abortion to take place in the third trimester of a woman's pregnancy. And at no point is that the best option, regardless of what the health situation of the mother is. In fact, most times the doctor will say, we have to have this baby now, get it out, give birth to the baby. It will it will save the mother, it will save the baby, or whatever. But almost never will they say that abortion is the answer once you hit the third trimester. But my bigger problem is the thing about women's rights. That's my bigger problem. It always comes back to that. And it feeds into much of what I was saying before. And what I always like to talk about is the power of the individual and how the individual is dying. It's why I'm at least partially libertarian. It's why we are seeing a death, an absolute dying out of maturity, responsibility, accountability, discipline, ambition. All of this is falling by the wayside. And in its place are these endless safety nets. It's, why do you think they want Medicare for all? You really think it's cheaper? It's not cheaper. It's so we can live like pigs and still be taken care of by everybody around us. These increasingly lenient laws and methods of allowing people to do pretty much whatever they want to do and saying that there are no consequences, which is what we've been saying for decades now, and what every new liberal law that has passed seems to say, which is, no, there's no consequence. There is no consequence. You do what you want to do. They call that freedom. They don't take into account accountability or maturity or responsibility. So when I ask, why is this happening? I think I know exactly why it's happening. It's happening because of the consistently insane, and I mean insane, drive to destroy the individual, to destroy discipline, to take it all away, and essentially live like Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm not particularly religious. I'm throwing that out there just for the sake of argument here. The point is, this isn't women's rights. This is not about women's rights. No, no, no. This is about you saying, I want to do whatever I want to do. And I shouldn't have to suffer any punishment or consequences because of that. That's really all this amounts to. Now, I understand there are always extenuating circumstances and exceptions to the rule, rape being a big one. And I completely understand that a woman who was raped and gets pregnant, I completely understand when she says, this is not fair. And it isn't. You're right, it's not fair. I completely agree. And hopefully, the man got his just desserts. I put rapists, somewhere on the evolutionary ladder between, amoeba and rats. They're not non-humans. I'm not even going to talk about that. I think, though, if we're going to be fair about this, if we want to be brutally fair and honest, we have to admit that there are ways for women to be safe. There are strides they can all take. Yes, some of it is unavoidable, but let's face it, many people, not just women, many people in society today, especially young people, get themselves into all kinds of trouble because they put themselves into positions where they will get into trouble. And when you have all these safety nets, why not? There's no consequences. There's nothing there to stop you. You can always point the finger. You never have to point the finger at yourself. You never have to look in the mirror. You can be as promiscuous as you like. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. And responsibility doesn't even have to factor in. Fear is what's driving a lot of this, too. Let's not forget that. Fear is a big one. They're afraid of responsibility. I find it ironic, actually, that over the years, it has always been somewhat of a stigma that men are the ones who fear commitment and responsibility. That, they're the ones who run away. And you know what? Very often they do. There are a lot of male cowards out there, let me tell you. Just as a side note here, you know what when a woman gets cancer, doctors will actually tell them that there's a good chance their spouse or boyfriend or whatever will leave. And they're not saying it to be mean. That's statistically proven. I think it's something ridiculous. It's like 80% or something of the man just sort of taking off. They can't handle it. So really, yes, I completely agree that men can and often are cowards. But I am finding a surprising number of men out there who are pro-life. And you would think that if they were all the pigs that liberals think they are, liberal women especially, you know, they're always railing against the guys. If that was the case, then all these men should be pro-choice, and they get to have their fun too, and there's no responsibility, and so great. But you know what? They're not. And I think people would be surprised to find out what percentage of male Americans are pro-life. I think it's a whole lot higher than people think. And as for the women's side, again, the women's rights aspect, that is simply a smokescreen at this point. That's all it is. With this increased leniency, basically doubling down on the right to kill your child, when you're doing that, you are saying very strongly that, no, I am not going to take responsibility for my own life. No, I'm not. And you can't make me. It's like a seven-year-old. And this is what's happening in all aspects of our society. It's why I did the Libertarian podcast. Go listen to it. It's a very simple, logical, reasonable, sane assessment of the way things are and the way things need to be if we want to fix ourselves. Taking responsibility for what you do. It's also in my healthcare podcast, which I did last year, about the way to fix our healthcare system, which of course is not Medicare for all. That's a complete, that would not only bankrupt the nation, it would again just turn us all into dependent pigs. Go eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, have the lifestyle however you want to have it, and you'll be taken care of. That doesn't work. Just like saying to women, you can do whatever you want with your body, and we'll say it's your body, and to hell with anything else. To hell with the fact that a man had to have something to do with this at some point. So the cries of no uterus, no opinion, you're an idiot. I mean, that's just flat out stupid. That's not even an argument. You can't do this on your own. Nobody can. Despite the so-called miracles of science, nobody can. You want to do test tube babies, fine. But for the time being, right now, for 99.9999% of the entire world, there's only one way that this is happening. And yes, a man is involved. And he should have a right. He should have a say. And the thing is, they don't. That's the other element of this. This is so typical of the liberal regime. It's selfish and egoism at its core. That's what it is. They're all egoists. They all believe that they are number... Let's look out for number one is the calling card of the liberal. That is what it is. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It's about them and no one else. It's not about the baby inside of them. It's not about the person who put the baby in there. It's certainly not about, you know, lawmakers. They're only on the side of lawmakers who say, yeah, you can do whatever you want. These people are vicious. I find it interesting... Also, that the people who are strongly in favor of abortion always seem to me, and I'm sorry if this seems stereotypical, always seem to me to be women who don't... Do they really have that many problems? I mean, are they really beating men off with a stick? Because a lot of these seem like not the most appealing women in the world. So why is that? Why are they always the ones leading the charge? Why are they always in the front, you know, with the, you know, torches and pitchforks screaming at men? I keep coming back to the fact that it's just mere jealousy. That they're jealous of the women who look better than they do and get the men that they want. And I know that seems ridiculous, and I know people are going to be absolutely irate, especially on the side that I said this, but it just, take a look at all the protests, for example, the women's march. You very rarely see, you know, the sort of girly girls there, you know. I'm just throwing that out there. Do with it what you will. But I think it also has, it's for the same reason you very rarely will see, you know, people who are pushing for socialism and communism in, you know, suits and ties and things like that. They don't believe in pride, self-respect. They don't do any of that. They'd rather wallow around in their own filth. But in terms of abortion, it's the same principles at play. I can do what I want. Doesn't matter what you say. To hell with all of you. You know, I want my cake. I want to eat it too. That's it. This is what it all comes back to. This is why it's happening. They're doubling down on the so-called quote-unquote freedom to be pigs, to have no discipline, to have no responsibility, and that it's okay. The problem with this is that it falls on everyone else when you act this way. It falls on your neighbors. Because yes, someone is getting punished. It's the whole country. As I said in the healthcare podcast, if you want to be just a disgusting pig and not take care of yourself, you really think that some magic power is paying for all your medical bills, which of course you can't pay for. You pay this tiny little deductible or whatever. You're certainly not paying for the majority. The majority is being paid for by everyone else around you. So no, you don't have the right to do that because you are not paying exclusively for your medical bills. Hence, you don't have a right, no you don't, to destroy yourself. These women don't have a right to destroy themselves. They don't, because we have to pick up the pieces. Now, I will add that the women who get pregnant and have babies and have them in terrible situations are not ready for it, put these children in terrible, sort of no-win situations. And again, I completely understand this. But there are ways to avoid that, as in education, as in teaching them properly, as in giving them some discipline from their parents and telling them, teaching them the way things are. People with really, that come from, you know, good families that are very intelligent, these are not the people who are having, you know, kids at 15. That doesn't really happen often. The people who that ends up happening to very often are not well-educated, not especially intelligent, not really in the know, don't have a big support system around them, don't, you know, all of that is, you have to trace things backwards. You have to follow the cause. So when you combine an increasingly liberal regime with decades of changes, distinct changes to parenting and how we are supposed to view the individual versus, you know, government, for example. We want to be dependent. This is a push to be dependent. And you will become dependent in socialism and communism. That's the whole point. You become dependent on the government. You can do nothing on your own. Personal achievement goes flying right out the window. Personal achievement, personal ambition, discipline, responsibility, maturity, accountability. These are things that we require. But guess what? You don't need them if you just get abortions all the time. No, you don't need any of that. Just do what you want to do and there will be no consequences. But there are consequences. There are consequences to those children who are not having the opportunity to make any decisions themselves. And yes, again, there's questions as to whether or not they're aware. But a living being is still a living being. And besides, the core of why you are doing this, you are mostly lying to yourselves. This women's health, women's rights thing, that is not viable any longer. Not with these totally insane new abortion laws. That is not viable anymore. You can't be contesting that anymore. This is all about one thing, and it feeds right back into the biggest problem we are facing to get today, which is there is no discipline and no accountability and no maturity and no responsibility. And they're telling people not only that this is tolerated, but that it's okay and even encouraged. That's the problem here. And if we want to fix it, we have to get back to standard family values. We have to get back to saying, you know, I was never a big proponent of you're not allowed to sleep with someone before you marry them. I know there's a religious component to that, and I get it. It just doesn't make any logical sense to me at all. There's a sexual chemistry side to all romantic relationships, and if that isn't sound, then your relationship probably won't go well. But it worked so well for so many people, did it not? And for so many decades. And just beyond that, it doesn't have to be that extreme. We don't have to go quite that far. We can just simply say, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to be having sex when you're 14. Rather than encouraging people to say, well, it's going to happen anyway, so we're just going to hand out birth control and condoms. Rather than doing that, education people, maybe we should be rewinding a little bit to the way things used to be when this wasn't such a colossal issue. And you don't hide behind abortion as a solution, because that is not a solution. No. That is just giving people more incentive to be more disgusting. Frankly, I'm really sick of it. I can trace it. I can find that cause just about every problem that plagues, major problem that plagues this society today. I'm sick of it. Many other Americans are sick of it. This is the harsh truth of the matter. And that's where we are. If we want to fix it, if we want to get people to think, oh, you know what, we can't continue this way. We have no responsibility and we're killing babies. Yeah, maybe now's the time. Now is the time to make some changes. Wouldn't you agree?